When the wine was poured, Lord Giles rose to lift a cup to the king, and Sir Balon Swan was heard to remark, "We'll need three cups for that." Many laughed. Tyrion raised a hand. "Enough. Sir Balon made a jest. I'm not interested in treasonous table talk, Lord Varys." "You are as wise as you are gentle, my lord." The parchment vanished up the eunuch's sleeve. "We both have much to do. I shall leave you." When the eunuch had departed, Tyrion sat for a long time watching the candle and wondering how his sister would take the news of Jaina Slint's dismissal. Not happily, if he was any judge, but beyond sending an angry protest to Lord Tywin in Harrenhal, he did not see what Cersei could hope to do about it. Tyrion had the city watch now, plus 100.5 fierce clansmen and a growing force of sellswords recruited by Bronn. He would seem well protected. Doubtless, Eddard Stark thought the same. The Red Keep was dark and still when Tyrion left the small hall. Bronn was waiting in his solar. "Slint?" he asked. "Lord Janus will be sailing for the wall on the morning tide. Varys would have me believe that I have replaced one of Joffrey's men with one of my own. More likely, I have replaced Littlefinger's man with one belonging to Varys. But so be it.